still business as usual, at least for now. The companies have said they will rely on other agreements to transfer data, but it's clear that pressure is building for more transparency and safeguards for how they handle the personal data of Europeans. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest wouldn't address questions about privacy concerns from U.S. intelligence agencies, but defended the government's practices in general.
We have a variety of concerns about this specific ruling. One of them is that we believe that this decision was based on incorrect assumptions about data privacy protections in the United States. And the ruling fails to properly credit the benefits to privacy and growth that have been afforded by this framework over the last 15 years.
Max Schrems, the law student that brought the challenge, says he predicts the eventual outcome will be a complete overhaul of the Safe Harbor Agreement between Europe and the U.S. Otherwise, full compliance with EU fundamental rights and the court's judgment, he wrote, would be very hard to achieve. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Bonn, Germany.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Jimmy Tardy, Joseph Jordan, and Jared. The producer is Galen Sanford. Our engineer is Ian Westmoreland. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jenka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard about on the news tonight, here are their numbers, so grab something to write with. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. And Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7 FM, on K282 BH Philomath at 104.3 FM, and K220 HR in Hood River at 91.9 FM. I'm Brian Pritchett.
And I'm Aaron J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, hear Voices from the Edge, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective with host Joanne Hardesty. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers welcomes international best-selling author Elizabeth Gilbert to discuss her new book, Big Magic, Creative Living Beyond Fear. And at 11:30, on Words and Pictures, cartoonist Ted Rall returns to the KBOO studios with a new graphic biography of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not yet a member, you can go to kboo.fm and click on Donate Today. Stay tuned for news from the Boo.
And now it's time for KBOO News from the Boo with
Mike
and
Monica Beamer.
Ish. 5:45-ish on a Wednesday, which means it is once again time for News from the Boo, our weekly roundup of items of interest here in the KBOO station and in the greater listening community. Our phone lines are going to be open tonight if you'd like to call with a question or a comment. Our number to call is 503-231-8187. Again, that is 503-231-8187. Mike and Monica are not with us tonight, but they have given us a present instead. We'll be talking tonight with Tim Rice, organizer with the Cascade Media Convergence, which is taking place here in Portland in November. Welcome to KBOO, Tim.
Hi, glad to be here.
So let's start off with the most basic question. What is the Cascade Media Convergence, and give us some history on it?
Well, it's only a year old. Our first one was last year, 2014, at the University of Oregon downtown campus in Portland. So this is the second annual conference, and it's a regional gathering of grassroots media makers. And we have people from radio, video, also stuff that's maybe not considered media by some people, like arts and, you know, dance or whatever. Not dance this year, but like that's the idea. Like anything that like confers information we see as media.
This was an outgrowth of similar prior efforts, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. There was a gathering called the Portland Grassroots Media Camp, which happened in 2007 and 2008, and that was specifically focused on tangible skill building. And we tried to target people who were activists or part of the immigrant community, were the audience we were looking for the most. This isn't specifically targeted to that. It's a little more wide open, but we are making efforts to include more skill building type of workshops this year than we did last year. We only had a few last year, and we're hoping to have more and more concerted ones this year.
And Tim, what role does KABU play in the Cascade Media Convergence?
KABU has been helping out with organizing. Some of the people who are the main organizers are with KABU. Also, KABU has been promoting it. And some members of KABU who are also part of the Oregon Community Media Alliance will be doing a couple workshops at the Convergence, a two-workshop series talking about building grassroots radio coalition in the Northwest.
Can you give us an overview of what will be happening this year in terms of strategy sessions, workshops, things like that?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So we do have the traditional workshops where people show up and like talk about their group or do whatever. Something we tried to set ourselves apart with last year when we did the first one was having these strategy sessions where we kind of do breakout style conversations around particular issues or particular projects people want to work on. So we will have the traditional workshops, about 20 of them. They'll mostly be on the Sunday of the Convergence, and we'll also have tangible skill building workshops the first session on Saturday, but most of Saturday will be dedicated to these breakout sessions around particular issues. One of the breakouts is around building closer ties to grassroots radio people in the Northwest, and we'll have a few other ones. We're kind of leaving it open to see what people propose, like go a little slightly unconference model, where people kind of show up and, you know, decide what they want to do, but we will have certain breakouts that we're working on ourselves. There'll also be evening events. We're still working on the details with those, but we looks like we're going to have a film screening with Jesse Freeston, who's an independent filmmaker who does work in Latin America, and we're trying to put together a concert with details to be announced later, but so yeah, workshops, breakout sessions, and evening events as well.
So lots going on. How many people are you expecting?
On the Facebook, we have 150, 160 people that say they're going so far. No one knows what that actually means, but you know, that's a pretty good number to be at, you know, a month and a half out. Last year we had 200. So we're expecting, you know, somewhere between 150, maybe up to 300. But it's just hard to say until you know, people actually show up, but that's, I think, a good rough estimate.
Is this something that everyone can participate in, or is this really geared towards people who are already involved in various forms of media?
It's definitely for entry-level people, especially the skill-building ones on Saturday. That's specifically geared towards people who don't have skills and just want to learn them. You know, you'll have to check the schedule to see what applies to your skill level. Some of it will be more advanced, and some of it will be entry level. But there definitely is like space for people who that don't know, that just either want to learn a skill or just want to connect with people. There'll also be tabling and like other chances for people to like mingle. So it won't just be, you know, you go in, you get your information, and then you leave. It's kind of like it's meant to be a gathering space where people can exchange information and network.
I assume that the schedule then will be published on the website of the Convergence and probably also your Facebook page.
Yeah.
So now would be a good time for you to give us the addresses for both of those.
Okay. You can go to the website. It's 2015.cascademedia.cc. Our Twitter is, I think, @CascadeMediaCon. And that's Facebook, obviously, where they're Cascade Media Convergence. Type that in. You know, there's the events, and there's also the page, and you can, you know, like those, look at those. And the schedule will be, it won't be finalized, you know, until probably a couple weeks before, but it'll be like 90-95% done within the next week. It'll be posted there.
And of course, our phone lines are open now if any of you listening out there have a specific question for Tim Rice, organizer of the Cascade Media Convergence. Tim, why don't you talk a little bit more about some of the larger goals of CMC and what you're hoping to accomplish?
One of the goals is to bring people together, to find, create a space where people can network and build connections and alliances beyond the conference. So, the kind of workshops and the gathering, that's kind of like an excuse to get people together, People want to go to these conferences. They want to learn things, but like mainly I think the most important connections that come out of those are the relationships that people form during that time. So, we're intentionally, instead of like cram packing everything with, workshops like, every like 10 or 20 like, different workshop sessions, like trying to have like specifically a day that's mostly for strategizing and networking. And so Saturday after lunch from about 4 to 5 is specifically set aside just for this time for people to talk about what they're working on and what they, how they might want to work together. It's like, there hasn't been a regional gathering of media folks since before last year's, since about 2005. So we thought would be a useful thing to like start something like this up again, just give people a space to do that.
Well, that does make me curious. Were there any models that you look to as you've built this event and grown it?
Yeah, we're definitely inspired by the Allied Media Conference in Detroit, which is kind of a de facto national gathering of grassroots media people. They have, I think, about 2,000 people attend every year. They've been doing it since, I think last year's was the 17th, so that would have been like, 1998 or something like that. And they have like a really great program, and they have tons of people come, and they also do these kind of strategy breakout sessions. So definitely inspired by them. When we did the first Portland Grassroots Media Camp, we didn't even know about the AMC. So we already had like kind of our own models in mind from the work we'd done. I'm the only person left from that particular project that's working on this one. But some of the people who worked on that were inspired by media movements in Latin America and Venezuela in particular, and the kind of stuff they do to build a media movement that they have there that's been going on for really 20, 25 years. And a few of us, including like Jesse Friesen, who'll be at the conference, like come from that kind of background. Like I've been involved in Portland Central America Solidarity Committee before. And in Latin America, you see that they have these like grassroots media movements that are like embedded in the communities. And they're a major factor in like building the social change and like revolutionary movements that are present there.
Well, you just almost touched on it there. What's your background in the media, and how did you get involved in putting this together?
I kind of revived this. Me and a couple other people sort of revived the PGMC idea last year. We had an opportunity to get a grant to do a gathering, a conference at the University of Oregon. So we applied for that and were accepted, and we worked with them to put together that conference. My first background in media was, essentially that conference. It was a little bit before that, but it was as part of PCASC, doing some of that solidarity work with Latin American media movements. That kind of grew into that conference. And then after that stopped in 2008, I actually started learning how to make videos. And in 2010, started working with a video collective called the B Media Collective. And so I wasn't really a media maker before I started, media organizing, but I became a media maker after that. And then kind of that morphed into this project a couple years later. So that's my background.
Well, since we are talking on a radio station right now, I'm curious what kind of turnout you got last year from people in radio.
Yeah, we got a lot. There was about 20 to 25 different stations that came from all over the place, some from Northern California, one from Moscow, Idaho, there are people from Seattle, and a lot of people from Oregon, especially the Oregon Community Media contingent, which is about 10 or 12 different stations. And Aaron here at KABU is a big part of bringing that coalition together. So we're hoping to get a similar turnout. But last year was very exciting in that we had, you know, like 25 stations, which is, you know, essentially kind of like a, you know, a regional radio gathering in its own right.
We only have about a minute left. There's still time to register. Is there also still time for people to propose strategy sessions that they might want to be involved with?
Yeah, we're going to leave it, you know, a little bit open. We have two or three that we're working on specifically, but we have like five or six rooms. So we're even going to go, you know, up until that moment, people can propose a breakout session. Like, I want to talk about this. Like, okay, you can go in that room. Workshops are closed. Like, we have more than we can actually schedule in now, and the deadline passed October 1st. But people can still email us and propose strategy sessions, breakout sessions.
Great. Well, that's just about all the time we have. We've been talking with Tim Rice, organizer of the Cascade Media Convergence. Thanks, Tim.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
KBOO Portland. Up next is KPFA's From the Archives. First, a few messages for you.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Nosh for Nonviolence fundraiser on Thursday, October 22nd from 5 p.m. until midnight.